On the show today, we have Cambrian Credit Union's very own Lynn McEnroy talking about their partnership with MyTech and how they are mitigating challenges, or even eliminating challenges with the onboarding of new members process. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Cambrian Credit Union's very own Lynn McEnroy. How are you, Lynn?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. You are the Chief Information and Technology Officer there at Cambrian Credit Union, and we're talking about your partnership with MyTech and then how you guys have kind of mitigated the challenges of onboarding new members, or actually maybe even eliminating the challenges of onboarding new members. But before MyTech, what challenges were you guys experiencing in this area as far as onboarding new members? What was going on?
Yeah, before MyTech, it really was like the application process that the applicant has to go through. There are a lot of questions that need to be answered, and the abandon rate that we were experiencing with onboarding was a lot.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, especially it wasn't so bad on the web portion of the account opening, but when it came to mobile, you know, people had trouble typing and it took a long time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was really a pain point that we had identified that we need to solve. And also, you know, with that, with the identity theft and, you know, cybersecurity that's happening today, how do you verify that the applicant and the ID is actually the one that, you know, is doing the application? So we had several challenges to go through.
So how is this holding you back? Because obviously the onboarding process is kind of like a first impression type of stage, and as well as the whole fraud aspect of it as well, it kind of adds a whole new wrinkle into it. So how were these two challenges kind of holding you guys back from bringing in new members?
Well, you know, just with the abandon rate itself, you know, this is the digital channel is where everybody is migrating to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have less and less people coming in through the branches that want to open up an account. They want to open up an account at 1 a.m. when it's convenient for them. So that's where the challenges came in, you know, for us. Mm-hmm. We want those new members to come on board with us. Mm-hmm. And the challenges were that we weren't keeping up to, you know, the conveniences that they want.
Right. Even at 1 a.m. 24/7. So with MyTech now in the picture, how have they helped you guys either mitigate or even eliminate many of these challenges to kind of excel in the onboarding process?
Well, with MyTech, we've been able to integrate their SDK into our account opening program. Mm-hmm. And it's been fantastic because their SDK actually takes a picture of their digital ID and extracts the data elements from the picture and pre-populates the application form.
Wow.
And the accuracy is very good. Mm-hmm. So it saves the applicant a ton of time and typing errors, you know, in having to answer those questions or, you know, answer those questions on the form.
Gotcha.
We also have the applicant at the end taking a selfie to ensure the applicant is the one that is on the ID.
Okay. Makes
and
sense.
That the ID hasn't been stolen. So MyTech's SDK is able to match the portrait extract from the digital ID with a selfie taken by the applicant through a biometric facial comparison process. And you know, at first we were a little concerned that the applicant wouldn't want to do this, but we've had absolutely no, everybody's taking the selfie.
Right.
And
because we all like selfies.
They do. And you know, it's funny because we get some applications coming through at 1 a.m. and you know, from their bed with no shirt on. So it's
TMI.
Yeah. So it's pretty funny to see some of these selfies that are being taken and, you know, where they're being taken from.
Right, right.
But it's working great for us.
Yep. So cool. So it sounds like you guys have kind of obliterated those challenges with the mobile and then the digital, the biometrics part of it is really, really cool. Aside from taking selfies at 1 a.m. in your bed. So we'll leave that out of the picture. But anyway, it's working. So that's the importance of it. And I was going to ask you about some examples kind of some before and after scenarios, but I think you actually kind of provided one with the people taking selfies at any time of the day and kind of matching it with their digital ID and all that type of stuff. So it sounds like that's working really well right now.
Yeah. And, you know, not only are we to me, we're protecting everyone now from identity theft, you know, because I mean, it is in today's day and age, it's pretty easy. And I don't think people are protecting their ID enough. You know, especially with, you know, sending emails and we still see a lot of that information going through. So it's really protecting everyone from theft and not just the applicant.
Right on. And you guys are doing your part for sure. So what are your goals at your credit union in this area now? I mean, what do you guys want to, which obviously you want to have a nice, smooth, seamless onboarding process on any channel, whether it's on the desktop, mobile, or wherever, and then keeping the fraud down to a bare minimum. So are there any other goals that you guys have in mind?
Well, we really need to continue to innovate in this space because our digital channel continues to grow exponentially. Mm-hmm. We definitely concentrate on the user experience, which has to be simple.
Oh, no doubt.
Saves them time and provides the user with value. And really, that's our model.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing more and more of is the user experience or the member experience. It's got to be on par with the Amazons, the Ubers, the Airbnbs, all that type of stuff. And now credit unions have to be up to that level as well. It sounds like you guys are well on your way.
Yeah. With the help of MyTech and these, fintechs, we're definitely, we'll continue to see those kind of innovations happen.
Right on. And have you guys seen any like uptick in onboarding since you guys have implemented this new technology? Have you seen any increase or anything like that? Or time as far as the time amount as far as onboarding, you know, from maybe an hour to 15 minutes or something like that?
Oh, we definitely see a huge time saver for our applicants. Mm-hmm. And we definitely have, we process about 150 new applicants a month. Mm-hmm. And that has grown since we implemented these technologies. So, yeah.
Good deal. Well, and it sounds like word's getting out that, hey, it's pretty darn easy to join Cambrian. So go there and give it a shot. And you can take a selfie any time of the day and you're good.
Right.
All right, Lynn. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us for a little bit. Anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here to wrap up on this topic?
No. It continues to grow, and we will always be innovative in what we need to do to continue growth in this digital channel age.
Indeed, you are right there with a whole bunch of us as well. We're all on this kind of digital journey together. So it sounds like you guys are doing some really good work there too. So thank you very much again. Thanks, Lynn, and appreciate the time. Keep up the good work. Okay.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for the time.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.